Okay, Parshas Kiseitze. So the Pasuk says, Lo silbash shatnes tzemer ufishtim yachdob, dilim taseloch al arba kantos ksus kosher techasibo. So gdilim taseloch, Rashi already brings down af min akilayin, lachen som kamakosu digmoren dav dalet, that you bring the Pasuk of gdilim taseloch right next to otish bashatnes, to tell you that ese doicho loisase, that the ese pushes out a loisase, and you could do kilayim betzitzis. You could have kilayim betzitzis and you could do both together. So, Shitas HaToisus is the following. Shitas HaToisus is that in the following two Gemaras, there are two Gemaras. One Gemara says like this. Shmuel, Omar Shmuel Mishmi Delevi, Chutei Tzemer Putrim Bishel Pishtan. You could have woolen threads used. They could be used for the mitzvah on the beged of linen, right? Because, and anyway, one of them has to be wool, which is the tcheles has to be wool. So the Gemara says that this, can you use linen threads in a woolen beged? Because perhaps only tzemer, only wool can be used for chipishtim, because since anyway you have to have the tcheles, which is what you call made out of wool only, so therefore you have kilayim betzitzis, is matir, even the chute loven. Aval pishtim betzemer, but to use what you call linen threads, loy, maybe not. But why? Because you could use wool, you don't have to use linen. Or Dilma, but you could say Dilim Taselacho, Upishtim Losilva Shatnez, Upishtim Yachdov, Dilim Taselacho, Loshta Chebibish Loshnim, maybe there's no difference. So that's the Gemara's question. The Gemara answers Toshma de Marachov Maraviuda, Chutit Semer, Poistim Bishel Pishtan, Bishel Semer. Kilayim Betzitzis work both ways. You could have woolen, what you call threads, woolen chutin used on the bag of Pishtan, or a beggar shel tzemer, he could put chute pishtan. So the halacha is both of them help. Now, so that's the Gemara in Daf Lamed Tesamud Beis. The Gemara Daf Mem at Mudalev says already something else. The Gemara says, according to Beis Shammai, you cannot do sdinim betzitzis. Beis Shammai poitrim. And they say why? Because es is adoich aloisase. Why? Because kederish lokish. So the Rish Lokish says the only time es is doich aloisase is when is in a case that you cannot do the essa otherwise. Without the tchias aloysa, you cannot do the essa. But if you have a way how to avoid being doicha, the aloysa is not doicha. So it's a contradiction between the two Gemaras. So Toysis Shita is, Toysis here, and the same Toysis is in the Flamed Vov. It says, essa doicha aloysa is not that the essa pushes away the aloysa. Ech se doicha aloysa by tzitzis is that there is no kilayim betzitzis in a situation of tzitzis. If there is tzitzis, kilayim betzitzis in that case is not tchuya, but it is hutra. The isur goes away. And therefore, the shita is that that applies by women, they can wear kilayim betzitzis. You could wear kilayim betzitzis at night. And Toysa says, how do you answer the two gemara? So Toysa says the following. He answers Toysa, and he says, Inami midoraisa sharia. Midoraisa is muta to do kilayim betzitzis, although and even though you could avoid the etchia because it's utra. Verabonan hu de gozor kevan de efshel lekayim shneim. Since it's possible to do both, is midrabonan asur. Aval midoraisa shori. Midoraisa is permitted. The kilayim mamish hutar etzel tzitzis, because kilayim etzel tzitzis, in other words, the yisur of kilayim by the concept of tzitzis, is hutra. The lav mishum tchia is not that you push it away. It's a hutra. And therefore, I told you Toysis Shita Menoches is that you could, women can do where it is bekilayim, and you could do that at night also. Okay, that's how he answers. Ah, so in kola tuera kula, esedoich is loisa se is only if you cannot avoid it. But by here, since it's hutra, even if you could avoid it, there's no problem doing it. Only midrabanan is also. The Ramban, and so is Masha the Rambam, hold not like that. The Ramban in Shabbos says, Vechena Nyoimer, so the Ramban in Shabbos says, like Toysis, Vechena Nyoimer, Shesadi Mitzitzis, Lav Mitoira Ese, Veloisa Seudimitri, okay, because otherwise you'd have not been able to be Doiche. But the Bessizamo there brings down that in Yevomis, He says not like this. Nivomis, he argues, he holds like the Rambam, Shitas HaRambam, that Kilayim Betzitzis, since we learn from Kilayim Betzitzis, Lekola Torah Kula, the essay is Doich Eloisaseh, so is it Chia. So therefore, is only Be'efshel Lekayim Shneim. Ah, the Gemara in the Flametes Amud Beis, he must be the argues of Resh Lakish. Shmuel argues of Resh Lakish, and he holds that even if you could avoid, or in other words, you could do the essay in such a way not to be doicha, the leis asa is still doicha, but do we pass like Resh Lakish? So essay is this kilayim betzitzis is a dchia, pushes away the love, like kol haTorah kula. Here is not any different. And says that Rambam, you know why? Because otherwise, how can you learn from here to kol haTorah kula? The Gemara Dav Dalav says the shoresh, the source of essay doicha is kilayim betzitzis. How can you have kilayim betzitzis if it's utra? But the question is, what do you do with Tosfos? How can you do it? So Rabbi Chanan says, you're right, here is Hutra, but here is not a real Hutra. Because if you look at the Hutra that there is by Kilayim Betzitzis, the Pshat is that even though there is no Isur Kilayim B'Mokom Tzitzis, but what takes away it is the what you call the Bitzas Aseh. In other words, even though the Aseh is not pushing away the love, it's not a Tchia, but here the Pshat is that the Aseh takes away, removes the Lois HaSeh, is matir the Lois HaSeh. Here is the Pshat B'Kilayim Betzitzis. Why? Because he says, Arayat, even though women can do it, or you could do it at night, even though there is no real mitzvah, but the mitzvah took away the love. Harayat, that if you have a baguette of three comfits, of only three corners, or let's say if the baguette is Kilayim, and you're putting tzitzis on that baguette, for sure it doesn't help. Because the only kilayim that was matir is the kilayim of the mitzvah of tzitzis. So the mitzvah of tzitzis has to be matir the kilayim. So therefore, in a chinami, we learn from here, chesed eloi saseh, even though here the esed eloi saseh is different, the esed not only pushes away the love, the esed is actually matir the love, but this is the source to kol haTorah kula. Okay? Now the question is, Rabbi Chon himself asks, first of all, if that's the case, let's learn to call out Torah Kula. That's what it does also. Essay is matir the Lois HaSeh. But even more than that, here the idea is because the essay removes the Lois HaSeh, you could do the essay with the Lois HaSeh, even though you could have done the essay in such a way as not to avoid, as what you call it, as not to transgress the Lois HaSeh. Efshel Kaim Shneim by Tzitzis works. That's the Gemara, that's how to explain the Gemara, and the Rabbanan that. Call out Torah Kula. And we pass like Resh Lakish, that the only time Esa is Doicha is, I say, if it's unavoidable. If you could avoid, it's not Doicha. So second, if Kilayim Betzitzis is the source, learn from here, the Esa Doicha is, I say, number one, learn from here that the Esa not only pushes away the Lois HaSeh, but the Esa actually removes the Lois HaSeh, but also learn from here that even if it's actually Kaim's name is also Doicha. So that Kashra B'Chon Ablaibs, and it's very hard to understand what he means. So Reb Nochum explains something givaldic, and he says like this. Here is the chicken and the egg by tzitzis. Every has the doicha l'aseh, you push it. But here the Torah tells you that in the case of tzitzis is very unique. Why? Because it is a chicken and the egg. The asset removes the l'aseh and pushes it away. If it didn't remove, pushes it away. But if the yisur, if the beggar has a yisur that you can't wear, it's not the real clothing. So it's not chay b'tzitzis. So how can you have the essay in the first place to be doiched the lois haseh, to push away the lois haseh? If there is a lois haseh in the baguette, it's not a baguette of royal yilbush. Any baguette which is not usable is not chay b'tzitzis. So here's the chicken and egg. How can the essay push away the lav? If there is a lav, there is no essay. So if the Torah tells you that in this case, the essay is doiched the lois haseh, it must be that here not only the essay pushes away the lav, the essay actually removes the love. In order for the essay to exist, it removes the love. By removing the love, there is the essay, so you could do it. So in other words, the only time... So therefore, in a chinami, kol haTorah kula, the essay does the least. If the essay is able to push the love, that's enough. But in a situation that by pushing the love alone doesn't do it, for the essay to exist, you need to remove the love. The essay has the ability to also remove the love. He says like this. This the analogy to his Valoisi Elisha. The Gemara in Ksuvos wants to say that perhaps the mitzvah by Moitzi Shemra that you should marry the woman that you're Moitzi Shemra is Doicha Lois HaSeh. Even if she's Asura, technically the Gemara says the essay of Valoisi Elisha should have been able to push away the love. So Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz says, one second, it doesn't make any sense. Because what is the mitzvah's essay? The mitzvah's essay is the Kiddushin. The lav is the bia. So make Kiddushin and don't have relations with her. Elamai, that's impossible. Because if you have the mitzvah seseh, has to be Kiddushin, that you're able to live with her. Otherwise, it's not a Kiddushin. You can't marry Zendoroy Libya. If it's a Kiddushin, that you cannot have anything to do with it. That's not a real Kiddushin. That's not Vlo Yisi Elisha. Vlo Yisi Elisha means that she'll be your wife. So in order for the asset to exist, you have to remove the love. So here the asset also removes the love. So that's what Nachum says. That's the case of Vlo Yisi Elisha. So here, because the Vlo Yisi Elisha has to be a Isha, that to be her, you'll be able to have issues with her. So he brings down from Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz, the same idea with the Onig Yontov brings the Siman Aleph. He says, Eser Doicha Lo Yisa Seva Tzitzis, that only works according to one man the Omer. The Gemara's Machloik is in the Gemara, where is the Chi of Tzitzis? Is the Chi of Tzitzis on the person? Or is the Chi of Tzitzis on the Tzitzis itself? Nafkimina is that if you have a tzitzis, is it choy vasmona? Is that a chi of tzitzis on the cloth that was chay v'tzitzis, or the person is mechuyev? Frank asks the Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz and the same idea, the Onig Yontov. One second, how can you have asa doicha leisa say if the mitzvah is on the mon, if the mitzvah is on the chayfetz? Why do you have to be doicha? You take a kilaim, you take a bagger of pishton, and you put tzemer on it. So the mitzvah is mekuyam because the mitzvah is on the bag, and then you don't wear it. So how can you ever say the chalizase? But the idea is very simple, because if you do that, the bag is not chayav tzitzis. If you can't wear, it's not a bag. So here, for it to be chayav, for the mitzvah to be chal, you have to take away the isur. You have to remove the isur. Even though you're not mekayim a mitzvah, the person who's wearing is not mekayim the mitzvah. But the person who's wearing enables the bag to be a bag. So in Mela, here it's not enough to push away the love because I'm not making the mitzvah. I have to remove the love in order. So the asset vacates the love. So the chiddush is when you have an asset, the mitzvah asset not only pushes away the love, it pushes away the love as much as it needs. In a situation when it needs to remove the love because the asset, the love has to be taken away before the asset, or the love is in a situation that the person is mekayim the asset, is actually not transgressing the love, the two different people. But in order for the asset to exist, it needs to remove the love. The chiddush haTorah here is that the asset has the koach to do that. That's what Reb Chaim, that's what Reb Nochum says. That's the pshat in Tosfos. So here in Achinami, kol haTorah kula, you look at the list, the asset pushes away the love, and therefore, if it's possible to avoid it, you do it. But in these situations, like by us, that's not enough for the asset to push away the love. I told you, because if the asset needs to push away the love, and the love is there, that's never starts. So the asset to exist needs to remove the love. In those situations, even if you could avoid, since it's removing the love anyway, in this case, asset is the extent of asset doichalizase. But it comes out something very odd. So it comes out kilaimetitzis. What's the case? The kilaimetitzis is a situation that you have a bagger of pishon. Mitzas tzitzis, according to how we paskin, is only on semer, on woolen cloth, and on linen. On woolen, on wool cloth, I could understand, because you could do a tzitzis of wool, and you have avoided kilayim. But in a bagger of linen, a bagger of pishton, the only way to do the mitzvah is by doing kilayim, by kilayim removing the lav. I told you, the kilayim, because you, by a cloth which is made out of linen, you need a woolen thread for the trellis. So here the mitzvah's asset was given in such a situation that it needs to remove the lav. So it's very funny. Bishop Evelo Yisrael Isha, you usually have a mitzvah, and the mitzvah could be done anyway. In some situations, there is a lav. So the mitzvah's asset was given. But here the mitzvah's asset was given specifically to remove a lav, because on Pishtan, which is one of the godim of tzitzis, it's only possible the mitzvah's asset only exists by removing the lav. So it's very funny. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a lav, and gives a mitzvah seseh of tzitzis to remove the lav. One second, does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want the lav or doesn't want the lav? Why does he give you the lav and then he gives you a mitzvah seseh specifically that removes the lav? Question number one. Question number two, the mitzvah, the isur of kilayim is also a very interesting isur. It says in the Yerushalmi says that if you wear a bagot of kilayim, a bagot which is very long, a cloth which is very long, and at the fringes you have kilayim, even though you're not touching the kilayim, The kelayim doesn't even touch your skin. You don't even have any benefit from it. The pasuk says, "Beget kelayim shatnez lo yisal alecha." The pasuk says, "You should not even bring upon yourself the kelayim to tell you that even though you're not touching, even though you're not having any benefit, if the beget has kelayim and the kelayim is on the edge, on the fringes, that's not touching your skin, still it's asur and it's kelayim." Now, why? What's the gather of this? So the Beis Halevi wants to say that the Isur Kilaim is not like Basar B'chola, that you eat Kilaim, and that's what's awesome. Kilaim makes the baget into a baget Isur. It makes the cloth into a cloth of Isur. So if you wear the cloth, even though you're not touching the Kilaim, but once the baget has Kilaim, it becomes a chafts of Isur, the whole baget becomes also. In the Isur Kilaim, not the Kilaim is also. What the Kilaim does, it makes the baget into a baget Isur, and the Isur is the Isur on the baget. That's what Beis Halevi says. So Rav Shmuel Rozovsky brings down and he says, but that's not so simple, because that is only the Beis Halevi holds this way. Rav Chaim in the Sefer says that there are two Isurim of Kilaim. There is one Kilaim which makes the baget also. But that's only a kilayim which is woven. Shua tov evenois, according to some Rishonim. Only if it's woven together. But if it's only attached, like kilayim betzitzis, the beged doesn't become asur, only the kilayim is asur. So then it comes back on second. If that is the concept, that the beged only becomes asur if it's woven together. But if it's a piece of kilayim, the beged doesn't become asur. So why does Yerushalmi say if you wear a long cloth and there is kilayim on the fringes, even though you're not touching it, it's also, one second, the beged doesn't become also because it's not woven, only the kilayim. You're not having anything to do with the kilayim. Happens to be that's attached to the beged. So Rav Shmuzovsky says, no, that is lishitosom, the Rav Chaim and the Beis Halevi lishitosom. Because we know that the only time there is a yisur on kilayim has to be worn, the kilayim, and you have to have benefit, you have to have anor. The Gemara says, Lo yisale, that the only time that's also is if you wear a cloth that gives you benefit. So the Beis Halevi is a shayla. What is the yisur? Is the yisur the levisha and the hanor is a condition on the levisha? Or is the opposite? The yisur is the hanor. Levisha is what kind of hanor that's also. So the Beis Halevi is mochiach that what's also is the hanor. You cannot have benefit like Basar B'cholof. You're allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to have benefit of kilayim. So then he has a problem. If you have, but the benefit of kilayim has to go through wearing it. So then the Beis Halevi asks a question. One second, if there is kilayim on the fringes, you're not touching, you don't have any benefit. What's the issue? So that's why the Beis Halevi comes and says the whole cloth becomes also. And from the cloth, you're having hanor. So the chafta shel isur is the levush, not the kilayim. Is the levush. Kilayim makes the levush asur. Reb Chaim holds that no, what's asur is the levisha. It has to be such a levisha that brings you hanor. So mimela here in Achinami, the cloth is not asur. Only that piece of kilayim. I have no benefit from it. But if it's part of a cloth, you're wearing it. If you're wearing it, you're doing this kilayim. So that's the machlokes according to the Beis Halevi. What's asur is the hanor. But it's the hanor of the levush. Because what's also in kilayim is not the kilayim, it's the levush of kilayim. Reb Chaim says, no. What's also is the kilayim. But what's also is not the hanor, is the levisha. But very interesting. So you see kilayim, the isur has to do, is not kilayim what's also. It's something to do with the levush. According to the Beis Halevi, the cloth is what's also. According to the Beis to Reb Chaim, what's also is not to have hanor, is to do a mainser levisha. Either wearing a clothing, what does he have to do with levush kilayim? Kilayim should be kilayim, like Basar B'cholof. Basar B'cholof has nothing to do with food. Happens to be the Basar B'cholof is food. Nevelas. It's also tweeted nevela. No, Mais Achila is a Mais Achila, which is the Hanos Goren. That's what you're high on. So here has to do with the levush. It's not kilayim. Either levishas a kilayim is also. What's also in kilayim is not the kilayim, but the levush. What does he have to do with levush? And the third question is the Yerushalmi. Brings the Yerushalmi. We know the Eser Doicha Lo Yisaseh by Kilayim B'Tzitzis, by in the Bavli, because there's a smichus, because the Eser of Tzitzis is written next to the Eser of Kilayim. Is smichus aparshas. However, the Bavli Yerushalmi says that Kilayim and Shat, Kilayim and Tzitzis, B'dibur Echad Nemru. They were said together to tell you that one is Doicha the other. They were said b'dibur echot, like shomer v'zochor, etc. They were said b'dibur echot. So ask the Turat Mim one second, if it's b'dibur echot, Maybe it's unique by tzitzis. How do you know to call a Torah kul? Ela, my Chazal understood. So what does he have to do with dibur echad? So in other words, Chazal learned from here that from kula it is not only unique by tzitzis, it's still kula tera kula. Why does he have to be bedibur echad? Right? And what's the significance of bedibur echad, Nemru? To answer all of this, you have to understand what's the idea of levushim. So state in Reb Tzadok explains, and the same thing is the Ramchal in Das Tavunas base, that there is such a thing as called as clothing, as levushim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created oiris and kelim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created light, his existence, and he created kelim, vessels, to hold it. That by limiting, by contracting it, by limiting it, you are able to acquire it. It's like electricity. There's too much electricity. You need to have something, a vessel, to be able to contain that energy, to contain the electricity. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created vessels to contain him. The neshama is a huge power, but is diffused. You need to contain. That's the physical body. Originally, the clothing were kosnos oyer. Stated the medrash that the Meir had in his Sefer Torah, not kosnos oyer with an I in that meaning, that the vestments of leather of skin, but davka vestments of light. Originally, the kelim, those vessels that contained the light, were translucent. You could see the light through. It would filter the light. It would acquire light, to limit the light. It's like when you have the sun. You can't look at the sun to blind you, but if you put a filter, you could look it through the filter. That was the physical. The physical is our ability to grasp the infinite of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Was a finite way to grasp the infinity. But it was translucent. It was kosnos oyer, were vestments of light. And that's why the Zohar says that the skin of the person was actually made out of nail. Because same way the nails, you could see what's behind it. It's a filter. It's translucent. That was the kelim. After the Chet of Adam HaRishon, that covering, that vestment, that levush, not only created a filter, but actually hid the light. It became kosnos soil with an ayin. Ayin is what you could see. So today you see the world of physical, you don't see the spiritual. That the goof not only filters, not only contains the spiritual, it actually, kibiyochol chas v'sholom, hides that. That's the levush. The neshama is the yochid, and the levush is the rabbi. And that levush is the reshus harabbi that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, that gives you an appearance that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't exist, that there is nothing spiritual, that olam kimin hoga hoylach. That is the concept of the levushim. Therefore today, our levush, we realize that that levush is misleading. So we actually covered that levush. That's the halacha vayizboi shosho. They realize that now, our levush not only filters, not only contains the light, but it actually hides the light. It actually obscures the light. Instead of it's translucent, it's opaque. That opaqueness creates the mistake and the error of the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created that levush. That levush, which is the physical, there is the world of duality, the two forces which will fight always with each other. That's Chesed and Din. We know that the world was created with a base, which are the two opposite forces. One is expansion, which is Chesed and giving and kindness, and the other one is exactly contraction, the idea of hiding, the idea of justice, which is the opposite. Those two forces are forces which is the base of Bereishis, which is the ribui, which is the clothing, and which allows, because you realize that the clothing is the word of Beged, which is Boged, which is, the Gemara says, Beged is Beis, Gimel, Dalet, which is the rebellion, is the beginning of Ribui, Beis, Gimel, and Dalet. That is the Levush that hides the unity. In that Levush is a Levush, which is, there is in essence the base, which starts the Gimel and the Dalet, and that base is this irreconcilable difference, that irreconcilable struggle between two powers, which is the power of Chesed and the power of Din. The Isur of Kilaim, Shteitin Das Kini Balatoises, where does the Isur of Kilaim come? The Isur of Kilaim is connected to the Paroiches, because the Paroiches had Kilaim. First of all, what does it have to do with the Paroiches? And then he brings down, because the first war and the first struggle in the world was Cain and Hevel. Cain went and he brought Mizera Horetz, and says the Medrash was Zera Pishtan. He brought Pishtan. And Hevel brought the B'choyres Tzoyne, he brought Semer. that incompatibility between Kain and Hevel is the incompatibility between Tzemer and Pishtim, wool and linen, that they can't be together and they will try to destroy each other. What does it mean? Because Chesed, Tzemer, is always Chesed, is something which is unclear, is mushy, is the idea of expansion. The lines are blurred. Pishtim is called Badim, is big the Badim. Bad means individual. Each one is individual. There is a limitation, there is a contraction. Tzemer and Pishtim represent Chesed and Din. And that is the paroiches of the world, the one that's hiding. That ribuy of Beged that's hiding the unity, those vessels, is the vessel of ribuy, which in essence is Chesed and Din. But the idea is that these two are incompatible in this world, and they will be a ribuy unless you connect to a higher form of Yichud. That struggle will be a struggle which is irreconcilable. And as much as you try to reconcile, they will never get one. The Maral explains that the word, the number two, the one Shnaim, is the only numeral which is in the plural. Every other numeral goes in the singular. Echad, Shol, Achat, Shalosh, Arba. The word Shtaim is always in the plural. Why the number two in the plural? It's because every other number, you could harmonize. The three, if you have a partnership of three, if you have a discussion, you could always become one. If you realize two, you might, if you have a partnership of two, because Ein Bez Din Shokol, because even though you might agree for most of the time, but the second there is some kind of a disagreement, you have no way to reconcile. You have no way to come to balance. You have no way to go ahead and to create a balance. And the number two, in essence, is like two parallel lines. There will always be a ribuy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the number two. That number two is plural. That can never become a yochid. For it to become a yochid, it needs a power from above. And you need to connect to the ultimate unity with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you look at Ish V'Isha, Shechina Beinayim, the Gemara Menachos, Shalom b'neim, Shechina b'neim. To be peace between them, you need Shechina, the Yud K. If you take the Yud and He, which is the connection to the unity, is a struggle that you'll never be reconciled. Those are the irreconcilable, the incompatibility of the world that they come. Kilayim is the nature of the ribuy of the world, that you can't bring it together. They're incompatible. They're irreconcilable. That ribuy, which is irreconcilable, is represented by Kilayim. The only way to bring unity, to allow these two to be together, is to connect to the Echad, to connect to that unity, which is the spiritual, to break through the Kelim, and to go and see and collect through the light, to connect through eternity, to connect through unity. And that's the message of tzitzis. If you look at tzitzis, what is tzitzis? Tzitzis are the fringes of the Beged. The Beged is there, but it connects to something above. Loshon tzitzis is loshon tzitz, to see, to look. Chazal always say that tcheles, what's the word tcheles? Tcheles means tachlis kol atzvoim, is the ultimate of all the colors, because unobstructed view, when there's no obstruction, it turns into blue. The tzitzis is an allusion to the yam, which is an allusion to the rakia, which is an allusion to kisei kovet. It's the way to look from here and to connect the dots to something beyond. Tzitzis allows you to take the kelim and to connect to beyond. Once you connect to beyond, kilayim is then compatible. So it comes out that tzitzis comes to be mesak and kilayim. And kilayim created the need for tzitzis. The fact that you have kilayim, that the baggage of this world is this incompatibility, requires a need that you have to search for something beyond to connect. In the world, we look at it, the struggle, the clash of civilizations between Christianity and Islam, which is chesed and din. And we try to find a modus vivendi. In essence, there will never be. There will always be this struggle. There will be always this fight. There will be always this imbalance. The only way to create the balance is to connect to the ultimate unity. That's the search for the unity. What Einstein was searching for, that unified theory of relativity, that's the search of the universe. That's what tzitzis does. Tzitzis is the fringes of the baguette. They want the extension of the baguette to something above, that you take this baguette and you realize that there is something beyond, that you look and there's no mechitza. Kilayim is only in the mechitza, in the paroiches. The second you go beyond the paroiches, there's no more clash. So Mimele couldn't send Givaldik. We asked, why is the mitzvah of tzitzis in such a way that it such a powerful mitzvah that not only pushes away the love, it actually removes the love? Because the mitzvah's essay here is exactly to rectify the love. The love is the concept that in this world there is a duality that's irreconcilable. That duality can never bring to unity. How can you remove it? Tzitzis does remove it. So tzitzis is the one that removes this duality, the world that connects it to that ultimate unity. So Mimelo, we asked, how can you give a mitzvah to remove the love? Because that is what the mitzvah is all about. Heshuin showed the Gemara Shabbos Daf Chofei. The Gemara Shabbos Daf Chofei brings down the one of the Meroim was used to go ahead and be Mekabel Shabbos wearing kilayim betzitzis. And he had a time when his children, his talmidim, that they didn't wear. They would shoot, he wore a cloth of linen with tzitzis of tzemer. Kilayim betzitzis, that's how he was Mekabel Shabbos. And says the Marsho, why? Because the malochim, the angels, also wear kilayim betzitzis. What does he have to do with it? But that's that. The days of Shabbos is the Shabbos is the day of unity. Like Mizmor Shilui HaShabbos, that all the contradictions of the world now connect. Shomer v'zochor b'diborecha nemro. It's the day that Shomer and Zohar get together. The day that Shomer and Zohar get together, the evidence of it is that on that day is the day that tzitzis is matir kilayim. Therefore, he was mekabel Shabbos dafka b'kilayim b'tzitzis. The malochim, which is all they all represent unity, they wear kilayim b'tzitzis. They wear tzitzis with kilayim because that is what they are all about. Once we understand that, first of all, by the way, so we asked. So let's go. That's why b'dibur echadem. The question number shlish. Why is b'dibur echadem ro? Because kilayim is what creates the need of tzitzis. And the whole idea of tzitzis is to be mesak and kilayim. So that's why b'dibur echademru, they are an extension of each other. Every eseh doiche lo isaseh, the fact that ahava is doiche ira, in itself, in a small aspect, it pushes away because it achieves a higher level. Right, because ahava is greater than ira. But in our case, it's not only that's a higher level, the esse is mesaken the love. The esse takes away the need for the love. The esse comes because of the love, and the love is what brings about the esse. So Mimel is givaldik, b'dibur echa nemru, because they are the same message. One creates the problem, the other one is the solution for the problem. So Mimel could understand why kilayim is levush. Why does it have to? Because kilayim is the idea of the levushim. All the levushim of this world are kilayim. That in essence is irreconcilable. That's what creates a levush. That's why the levush begs for a higher answer. The levush begs for tzitzis. Dafka, by the way, this is why Dafka and Arba, four corners. Four corners is the ultimate ribu, is two to the power of two. The Maral always says that the Dalit is the two lines that create the ultimate ribu. That even each side of it is a ribu in itself, is a ribu within a ribu. A ribu within a ribu, there is a tikkun for it. And what's a tikkun for it? Tzitzis. And therefore, tzitzis is able to mesaken kilayim, which does the opposite. Tzitzis not only pushes away kilayim, tzitzis actually mesaken the sort of kilayim, and therefore is able to remove it.